Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. And maybe if you want to buy a house and move it to Santa Barbara and then move it somewhere else, you could go to cargotexture.com and learn about designer Joel Egan's company out of Washington State, but sells throughout the West, of making shipping containers into homes. And so we spent last segment talking about some projects and design, and I wanted to find out about the entry level, if you will. Joel says his preference is to do the what he calls lookout, which is taking one container, which could be 40 or say 45 feet, and cutting it in half, and then marrying the two side by side and opening up the walls for the most part, and creating something that would be about 360 square feet. Is that right?
So if you take a 45, yeah.
45. So
yes.
If that's, we want to just call that an entry level, that's your, what does something like that cost?
Those tend to be about $72,000 at the factory gate. Yes, a move-in ready home. So, you know, move-in ready is, as you would think, it's got everything but the furniture. Usually there's a line item of maybe $2,000 that the factory would like to include if you ask for it, to have the furniture all assembled and put into the shipment. But at $72,000, you know, that is essentially a 360-square-foot one-bedroom home where the one bed is, you know, complying completely with code, big closet, you know, full-size water heater, a bathtub, a shower, a bathroom sink, the washer, the dryer, a full kitchen with every appliance and every feature from the disposal to the dishwasher to range, micro hood, all of that, plus a home office desk, a great room that is about 12 feet by 15 feet, and seats 9 or 10 people. There's also an electric fireplace. There's heat. This building is insulated, of course, and painted and has fiberglass windows and doors. It's designed to last for 200 years or more. And this particular design has redwood deck modules, which are outside of the building, and it actually has two exterior doors in the standard model, so it's kind of a wraparound deck, the entry, and then there's kind of a backside door and the big L-shaped deck around it, which is covered by fabric awning. So it's a beautiful home with a 16 by 22 and a half foot footprint for $72,000 at the factory gate.
That's incredible. Now, that doesn't include shipping.
No, it doesn't. So there are non-factory costs. And so what I ask my clients to do is to typically they can take the move-in ready home bid from the factory and add about 25%. That 25% will cover shipping, crane, typical foundation, typical utilities, site contractor markup, permitting expenses to the agencies that the client pays directly to the agencies, inspection, and our firm's design fees. So all in all, the $72,000 at the factory gate move-in ready home, you know, is going to be under $100,000, all costs in, for something like that. And it's my understanding that, you know, those types of buildings, when you rent them in most jurisdictions, they can pay for themselves in 2 years on either rental, maybe sooner on sort of Airbnb style. VRBO style rentals.
Well,
so they pay for themselves and then their income.
Well, I mean, the I did some quick math while talking to you, and I took the 72,000 divided by 360 square feet, got $200 a square foot, and then I added the 25%, so got up to about 90,000, which puts it up to about $250 a square foot. And you can't build anything in Santa Barbara close to $250 a square foot.
I think that's a good point. I think that the advantage is that the factories are located in places where there's a lower cost of living. So there's a lower cost of labor. And the you know, there's always access to materials, so you know that they generally can produce for a cost that is less than what would be found in Santa Barbara. I mean, Santa Barbara, if you hire a carpenter, are they going to be, you know, $50 to $70 an hour? I mean, they have to live there in the area, or they have to commute a long distance to get there, and both of those expenses, they're going to put into their price given directly to a homeowner. Plus, you know, in some cases there really aren't carpenters to be found. So what I have found is that all factory built work competes at the extremes of the market or extremes of the jurisdictions. Rural and extremely urban are where the container buildings, factory built, compete the best.
All right, let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you because we're running up against the clock. I want to make sure I get this in. I do want to say that you mentioned just in passing that you use fiberglass windows and doors, and I was just researching windows, and a lot of people, you know, the big Milgard put in vinyl windows. But for more money, you get fiberglass windows, which has a lower profile because they're stronger than vinyl, and so you don't have as thick a frame. So that's a good indication of quality. I'm glad you mentioned that you use fiberglass for the windows and doors. So if someone was interested in getting something like this, what kind of lead time is there?
Well, first of all, we figure out if they want to work with a design that we've already done or whether they're going to be a super custom client. So, you know, some of the designs we've done are 360 square feet, 450. Those are both lookouts. 240-foot containers side by side are the C640 lookout. 245s or C720 lookout. We can also do multi-story buildings, et cetera. So there are many models that we've got after, you know, two decades of work here.
Okay. Joel, we're pretty much running out of time. So I just give me an idea, just a rough idea of lead time for pre-existing versus custom.
If it's pre-existing design, it's going to be about four and a half months till key in the door from the start of contact us with us. If it's a custom or a much larger home, it could be 6.5 months.
Okay, that's fantastic. That's probably half the time of trying to build something. And the cost is, could be half the cost depending on where you go. Again, my guest is the principal, and he's a designer, Joel Egan. The company is Cargo Texture. They are out of Washington State, but service the West Coast. And go to cargotexture.com. Joel Egan, thanks again for your time. Love talking about it.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you again. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. That's Joel Egan. Go to cargotexture.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.